Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The first baseman, Tommy McGraw. Batting third. The left fielder, Pete Ward. Batting fourth. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bill Voss. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tim Cullen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Cisco Carlos. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Cisco Carlos. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The right fielder, Reggie Jackson. Batting third. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Rick Monday. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Rudy. Batting sixth. The second baseman, John Donaldson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jim Pagliarani. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Ramon Webster. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tony Pierce. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Tony Pierce. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Monday, who is chasing the ball. Aparicio reaches third base with a triple. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Aparicio scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McGraw moves to second. One out. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. McGraw moves to third. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a line drive towards short. Campaneris reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Campaneris. The throw from Josephson and he is safe. Campaneris steals second. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is called out on strikes. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards second. Cullen throws to first for one, and McGraw throws to home, and Josephson drops the ball. Campaneris scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's White Sox, 1, Athletics, 1. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry. Monday reaches second base with a double. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Monday scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Athletics. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox won. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton strikes out. One out. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss strikes out. Two outs. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen hits a ball on the ground for an out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani takes first base on ball 4. Ramon Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce bunts towards first. McCraw scoops it up and throws to first, with Cullen covering, for the out. Pagliarani moves to second. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carlos fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Cisco Carlos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlos hits a ball on the ground towards first. Webster scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Carlos for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McCraw strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson is called out on strikes. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-1 in the game. Bando hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Monday hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bando moves to third. Jack Fisher now pitching. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rudy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Monday moves to second. Two outs. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 0-for-1 in the game. Donaldson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards first. Webster scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ward for the out. One out. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0-for-1 in the game. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pierce fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Pagliarani hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Aparicio. Pagliarani moves to second. Ramon Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster is 0-for-1 in the game. Webster hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry. Webster reaches second base with a double. Pagliarani scores. It's 3-1, Athletics. Tony Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0-for-0 in the game. Pierce hits a ball on the ground for an out. Pierce moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Pierce moves to third. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pierce scores. It's 4-1, Athletics. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Fisher. Jackson moves to third. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bando hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jackson scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-1, Athletics. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Monday hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. Melton strikes out. One out. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss is 0-for-1 in the game. Voss takes first base on ball 4. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 0-for-1 in the game. Cullen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Voss moves to second. Buddy Bradford pinch hits for Jack Fisher. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford hits a pop-up towards third. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Voss scores. Cullen moves to second. It's 5-2, Athletics. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pierce fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Buddy Bradford now playing left field. Don McMahon now pitching. Pete Ward now playing third base. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rudy strikes out. One out. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 0-for-2 in the game. Donaldson hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops it up and throws to first, with McMahon covering, for the out. Two outs. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pagliarani takes first base on ball 4. Ramon Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Webster hits a fly ball into right field. Voss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. Ward strikes out. One out. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0-for-2 in the game. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. Berry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Tony Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0-for-1 in the game. Pierce hits a fly ball into left field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Campaneris is hit by the pitch. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Campaneris. The throw from Josephson and he is safe. Campaneris steals second. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jackson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Josephson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Bando hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Campanera scores. It's 6-2, Athletics. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Monday hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Sandy Alomar pinch hits for Don McMahon. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar hits a fly ball into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Voss hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cullen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pierce fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0-for-1 in the game. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rudy takes first base on ball 4. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 0-for-3 in the game. Donaldson hits a ball on the ground towards second. Cullen scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Pagliarani hits a fly ball into left field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-3 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0-for-3 in the game. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Campaneris fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ramon Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Webster strikes out. One out. Tony Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0-for-2 in the game. Pierce hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Campaneris. The throw from Josephson and he is out, Aparicio applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-3 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Causey pinch hits for Hoyt Wilhelm. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Voss hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cullen takes first base on ball 4. Causey moves to second. Russ Snyder pinch hits for Buddy Bradford. Jack Aker now pitching. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.